Welcome to Ms. Olovich's podcast on helpful hints and reminders for ultimate success on Florida's United States History End of Course Exam, also known as the EOC. Today, we are going to review some content and helpful hints to help get the best score on the EOC. We will also go over some do's and don'ts when it comes to test-taking strategies. The content that will be covered on the EOC can be broken down into three more manageable sections. The first section of content starts with the Civil War and includes information such as the fracturing of the nation, westward expansion, the issue of slavery. This section of content ends in the Progressive Era and includes information such as reform movements, women's rights, and rights of workers in the nation. The second section of content covered starts with information such as the United States imperial policies, World War I including trench warfare, and Woodrow Wilson's 14 points for peace. The second section of content ends with the information such as the Roaring Twenties, the Great Depression, and FDR's favorable New Deal policies. The final section of content covered starts with information such as the bombing of Pearl Harbor, the Holocaust, World War II, the Cold War, and the Civil Rights Movement. The final section of content ends with information such as the Iran-Contra affair, Nixon's Watergate scandal, Operation Desert Storm, the 9/11 terrorist attacks, and the first African-American president in United States history. As you can see, there will be a lot of content covered on this test, but have no fear, because I have some helpful hints for you so that studying doesn't seem like such a daunting task. Tip number one, review your textbook homework assignments. There, you've already focused on key terms and people to help you better remember events. Tip number two, study in advance. The longer you're reviewing your information, the better it will stick with you. And finally, tip number three, just relax. You know all the information already. You've got this. Taking the EOC will be more about test-taking strategies than anything else. There are a few do's and don'ts that you should remember when it comes to taking a history test. Do, use all the resources given to you. Some questions will have a stimulus attached to the question stem. Use it. Do, take your time and read all the questions and answer choices carefully. Do, get a good night's rest before the test. Being alert is just as important as being prepared. Don't skip questions. It is always better to guess than to leave an answer choice blank. Don't wait until the last minute to ask questions. Clarify any concerns you have when you have them. And finally, don't give up on anything. You are prepared, you are ready, and you are going to crush it. Thank you for joining me for the Helpful Hints and Reminders podcast on the United States History EOC. Like Edward R. Murrow says,
good night and good luck.
See you next time.